tell people you love and care for that they are special and important. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant inspiration. Tell people you love and care for that they are very special and very important. How often we take for granted that people know that we like them and know that we care for them and know that they're important to us. And how often we don't say anything about it. We don't tell them. How often does a father not say to his children, I love you, or say to his children, you're doing great, I'm proud of you. You know, I'm really very proud of what you're doing in school and how well you're doing, even if they're not doing too well. But he's proud of them for their attitude about what they're doing and so forth. And how often it isn't said. Now, if it isn't said by the father in the home, you can be sure that the kids aren't going to say it because they're not trained that way. Now, perhaps the mother might say that, but then they get the feeling that it's just the feminine aspect that says these things and the masculine aspect doesn't say these things. That's a shame. Now, how many people have you told lately, people that you love and care for, that they're special and important? Now, Ellen has been on the phone off and on with her son and her daughter and her grandchildren and her relatives over the past 3 months, let's say, at least 50 times. Yeah, or more. Yeah. And every time Ellen got on that phone, did she let somebody know that she thinks they're special and important? Well, they know they're special and important because I called them, you know, because I talked with them, because I was, you know, there with them. And I think if Ellen were to take the call record for the past 3 months and just take the outgoing calls that she makes to Europe, she would find that they're quite extensive. And then if she starts adding the incoming calls of her son and daughter calling here, which is quite frequent, you know, and she'd find that adds up quite a bit. But that's the point is, it's not how often, but have you said to your own children, I'm proud of you? Have you said to your own children that they're special and very important? You probably, on a given problem, you'd say, now, I know you can do it, and I know that you can work this out, and so you just go ahead and do it. But that's not the same thing. A generic statement, statement overall, saying, son, I'm very proud of you. Everything you do, I'm very proud of you. I may not understand all the things you do, but I'm very proud of you. If my parents understood everything I did, we would have had a better relationship. But they didn't, and they never will. They never will. And it's a very interesting thing, a very interesting thing. And how interesting it becomes when we have our friends and relatives, and there's a will involved. Whenever there's a will involved, whoever died didn't make a very good will. They didn't say, I want this to go here, and this to go here, and this to go here. They just don't, because when the will is executed, things are done that are not harmonious. Now, a lot of people are finding that out, and a lot of people are finding out that other people can do things that are totally outrageous. Like one woman, her mother died, and the next thing you know, her sister's got all the money and the house and the cars, everything else, and the other sister said, what happened, you know? And then the other sister's children says, well, go after it. And she says, no, I'm not going to do that. What is rightfully mine is mine. And I'm just going to leave it in the hands of spirit. Well, that's a stupid thing to do when it's money you go after. Well, no. When I changed my lifestyle and I left your father, I didn't take one penny from him. But I was on my own and I made it myself. And I'm a very successful person in my own personal business. And I raised you children in the process. And I do not I have to run after anybody or get angry with my sister or get angry with anybody to get what I need. I just say, hey, if it means so much to you to take all those things, what you're going to do with it, I can't imagine. And if it means so much for you to have all those things, please take them. All they would do would bring dissension in my family. Because then my children would say, well, Mom, now that you've got this nice nest egg, how about sharing it with us? So now she doesn't have to do that. She does too much as it is with the little that she has. But the thing is, you see, all she has to do is tell her children, which she does in some ways, but not all, every way, that they're very special. They're very wonderful. All she has to do is say, hey, look, every one of you, you've gotten to this point in life not because I helped you, but because you are wonderful people. You're very special people. You're very capable. You're very talented. You're very able. Now, you see, if she would spend a little more time telling them how wonderful she is instead of cleaning their houses and taking care of the children, they would be stronger and better people because of it. But no, a mother, you know how mothers are. They just let their kids say, Mom, we need your help. Mom, we need this. Mom, we need this. Mom, we're going out to a party tonight. We need a babysitter. Well, I was going to do something else. All right, I'll come and take care of him. You know, these are my grandchildren. You know, and that's dirty pool. That's dirty pool. You never say to your mother that you're going to go to a party and you want her to, at the last minute, babysit because you can't get a babysitter, you know? But the only time,
And go to the party too.
Like yeah, yeah. Or as one of our students said, she said, I'm going to that same party. I'm not going to be available to take care of the kids, you know? And the fact is that if this grandmother loves the kids that much, she's going to be with them when she wants to be with them. Not as babysitting and letting them go to bed and go to sleep and she's sitting there watching television. She could do that at home if she wanted to, you know. But the important thing is to tell the people you love and care for that they're special and important. Now, I might dwell on another point. We have Patricia in New York, and she is a crazy woman. She is really way out. She is taking care of intensive care patients in a rest home, if you can imagine that, because they're on their last leg. There's nothing the hospital can do for them, so they're put in the rest home and just given the modicum of nursing that they need to maintain them until they pass. And so what does Patricia do? She tells the people that she's taking care of and that she loves of all, she says, you're special. She says, you're important. You're important to live your own life and do your own thing. You don't have to die. You can continue living and get out of that bed and go and do the things you want to do. You can do that. And they say, I have permission to do that? She says, sure. She's telling them that they're important. She's telling them that they're wonderful, they're needed, they're loved, they're very special people. Not necessarily needed, but they're very special people. And then, do you know what happens? The family come in and see Grandma out of bed and trucking around. They say, well, what's going on here? She's supposed to be dead. We got the funeral all planned and everything, you know. And no, I think your grandma has decided to live. We have Herbert Marty and his mother-in-law, I believe, and she got fed up with a whole lot of things, and so she went to the hospital, and she said she's going to die. And she was. The doctors all said, we don't know why, but she's going to die. She has no reason to die, but she's going to die. She's going downhill. And so the family said to her, Grandma, we want to go on a ski vacation, and it starts Monday. Now, this is Saturday. Now, please, if you're going to go, go before so we can go on our vacation and you know, have our fun. And she didn't say anything. But when they left the room, she put her feet on the floor, and she got out of bed, and she said, I am not going to die. I'm not going to give them that satisfaction. And you see, she gave herself the idea that she's special and important. And so telling herself this, then she had a reason to get up and live, a reason to get up and do something about her life. And she still is alive. And that was many years ago, quite a few years ago. But why not? Why not? We all play this silly game of thinking that we have to be what the world has pictured us to be. And the world ought to change for them. The world ought to change and say, hey, you're wonderful, you're special. But since the world is not about to change, we got that message now? The world is not about to change. We change our attitude about ourselves. And we say, I'm special and I'm wonderful to ourselves. And just put your neck up there and prissy around with your head, get the cricks out of your neck, and say, I'm special and I'm wonderful. And I am going to do what I want to do. And one of our people who was quite ill and decided that she was going to live, she went out skiing, you know? And she was an old lady in her 80s. And this is what people do. They get out of their bed, which means to get out of the mental attitude of sickness, and start realizing they're special and that there's somebody, that there's somebody that's very important. And when they do that, then what are they? They're important. Now, let's put this on another level of you and me. Are we important? Are we special? Well, we think we are, but we still have the stupid attitude that we think other people don't think we're special and we're important, you know? We think other people don't think that. We think other people don't think that. So we should change our thinking and realize that everybody thinks that about us too. I often make the statement, I cannot imagine one person on the face of the earth who doesn't absolutely love me and think that everything I do is wonderful and good. Everybody. Now, that doesn't mean I may have some tests or I may have some challenges where it would be thought that they think that I'm not, but I stand up for it. I stand up for who I am and what I am. And I may not be everything that they would like to have in a son, you know, or in a son-in-law or in whatever, but it doesn't matter. I like me. And how I like me, it shows off. And all the world looks at that and they say, that's okay. Quite a guy. Quite wonderful. And this is what it's all about. Tell people you love and care for that they are special and important. You don't have to say to you, but they're special and important. But tell the people you love and care for that they're special. And when you do that, you'll realize you're talking to yourself. Have a lovely afternoon and think beautiful thoughts and know that I love you, I love you, I love you, love you, love you.